Nicely with Martin Bester.
In studio with us this morning is Margaret Gardner. A lot of South Africans would know Margaret as Miss South Africa, our first representative, Miss Universe. And back in the country now. By the way, I forgot to ask you, how was this Miss South Africa this year? How different?
So the year I entered, it was the first multiracial pageant. It was...
What year was that?
1978. The earth was still cooling. dinosaurs roamed the world.
No, man.
But it was 1978, first multiracial contest, three-day pageant in Cape Town, first time ever. And to come and see the inclusion on every level, the women who... compete are doctors and lawyers. They can string more than one sentence together. They can challenge you and really inspire you for a goal in the future. And of course, our winner. I mean, any one of those five girls, if I had to ask you one of their questions now, you'll say, I'll come back in 20 minutes and give me a let me think.
Sure. Yeah.
Just so impressive.
And your feeling about Mia?
Well, you know, I won in Mexico, and she's going to compete in Mexico.
Oh.
So, you know what I'm thinking.
She doesn't beat around the bush. I was watching an interview with her yesterday, and the interviewer tried to be euphemistic about it. And Mia was like, I'm deaf.
Yeah.
Mm.
I had the implant. It's a fantastic thing. It is what it is. You can say
it.
Yeah.
She wants to stand, and she wants to normalize and include more people that are hearing impaired and deaf.
Yeah,
and I love that about her. There's no... Don't beat around. She's absolutely... The fact that she's smart and she's beautiful and everything. And I think that's where the world is at right now. It is to normalize things that used to be excluded.
I think that people continue to look for ways to exclude others. And we live in an inclusive world. There is nothing that any of us cannot do without the right dream and tools. And providing tools for others is also important.
She's very, very inspiring. We have her on the show next week, and I'm glad that you were here. So she's also competing in Mexico. That's where the Miss Universe was that you did.
And I got to meet her behind the scenes.
Okay.
She's just so impactful.
Oh, really?
Strong, beautiful, and she'll give you a run for your money.
Damaged Beauty, Joey Superstar. In a nutshell, the book is about what?
A supermodel who is traumatized by her youth and how people treat her. She lands up in rehab and emerges to self-actualize.
The book is on pre-order. The link will be up. Follow us on social media and out next year, March. You love South Africa. You're coming back here. I mean, how many years have you been living in America now?
My husband was recruited over in 88.
Okay, so it's a long time. What do you miss about this country?
What don't I miss?
Oh.
You know, that's the thing. So I was just telling people the last 3 days, I had Droevors for breakfast. I landed up in a spa with my niece, having a Boerewors roll for breakfast.
Yes.
And
you
then
did not.
I did. And then I had some Worses for breakfast.
Good.
So I've hit my three big things. I just need a peppermint crisp crunchy and the green soda, which I forget what
it's
called.
Soda.
Green soda. Yeah. Only for hangovers. No, do you like shopping?
You know, I'm not a big shopper.
But people in LA just strike me as people, and New York. All the temptation.
They do, but you know, I'm a gewone South Africanse
meisie. Are you?
I guess.
Okay.
If I don't need something, I don't buy it.
Which shop can't you walk past? Which shop, like, where's the temptation?
Food, cheese, chocolate.
Right.
Those kinds of things.
Vietnamese.
Margaret, so firstly, I am with you with the food thing, but I looked at your shoes when you came in today, okay? Are you telling me you can walk past a shoe store and not go,
come to me, my friend.
Okay, so I do have an entire wall of shoes.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm going to be 65, which means I collect things. I still wear the clothes sometimes that I wore when I was 18. I wear them once every decade, and you can actually go through my photos and see me in the same dress with brown hair, with short hair, with blonde hair, and now the old Mark.
I can't imagine being able to wear clothes that I wore when I was 18.
Even if I tried.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah, no, same money, too.
But
that's what pictures are for.
It's a no. It's a no from the jeans. Okay. One more message quickly.
I just want to wish Margaret Gardner a happy birthday for next week, Wednesday the 21st. Happy birthday to you. I'm a big fan of yours, Margaret. Love you lots. And love all your posts on Instagram. Hollywood, Hollywood, here we come.
I'm emotional from that.
Listen, thank you for sharing the book with us. Looking forward to it March next year. It's called Damaged Beauty, Joey Superstar. And the pre-save link is now on. You can go and follow us on social media. It will be there. It feels to me that I think a lot of us know you a bit better now.
Oh, yeah.
Just knowing that, I mean, we could suspect that you have a lot of stories to tell. But who knew it went back to 16?
Wow. Mm.
New York, L.A., all those things. I want you to leave us with one little thing that we didn't know about you. Do you, for instance, do you have a hidden talent?
I walk like a camel.
What?
You what?
I walk like a camel.
What does that mean?
How so?
Well, it's a very particular body position I go into.
Okay.
And if fortunately, it's on radio, so I can't show you.
We also have digital too. Okay. Yeah.
How does one walk like
a camel? Yeah, I also want to know how you walk like a camel. Wait, yeah. Mark is going to show us how you walk
song,
like a camel.
You know
yeah.
the song, Walk Like an Egyptian?
Yes, yes. That's yes, what yes, I was thinking.
You
sorry.
Want me to do that again?
For the camera.
Look like an Egyptian.
Yeah. Oh, that's a camel. That's my hump.
Listen, any camel wishes. Thank you for being here. You are amazing, inspiring, and get the book. Get the book. It is for everyone. It is an important read. Follow Margaret on Instagram, as that guy said there, in social media. Thank you for sharing a bit of Hollywood with us. LA, love to the family back in America. Come back often.
Thank you so much for having me. It's on pre-order on Amazon right now. Love you, South Africa.
Margaret Gardner, everybody.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.